Welcome to Shot in the Arm Podcast with Brett Denton, where he believes in maximizing your potential. It's your podcast for high performance, ultimate power, and limitless living. We get into life hacks, performance tips, and optimizing strategies for your life. So get ready, because we're about to get another shot in the arm.
Welcome to the Shot in the Arm Podcast. I am your host, Brett Denton. Today's shot is with Rhonda Conger, Vice President of Idaho's largest home builder, CBH Homes, speaker, and author of two books, Better Human, It's a Full-Time Job, and Better Thinking, Think Better, Be Better. Get ready for a heavy dose of If You're Handed It, You Can Handle It. Roll up your sleeve, relax, breathe, and let's stick that needle deep for today's Shot in the Arm. Rhonda, welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing this fine afternoon?
I love it. I'm glad to be back. I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's dive right into it then. So, explain to me what you mean by if you're handed it, you can handle it.
So I like to say that life for me hasn't always been rainbows, glitter, and unicorns. And so in order to get through it, I had to come up with this mantra, this philosophy that said, if you're handed it, you can handle it. Because if not, I won't make it. I won't get through it. Whatever is thrown my way that is hard or seems backbreaking or seems undoable. Instead, I turned it and I said, you know what? It's in my life for a reason, which means that I can handle it and I'll get through it. I'll absolutely figure it out. I first reference, my childhood and, just some rough stuff that went on there. I always say I'm the poster child for the roadside ditch. I made it out though. I didn't. I think the other side, I look at it. I was homeless by the time I was 16 years old. I stuck the course through high school. I should have dropped out. I should have been in the ditch. I chose not to. I ended up graduating. Here I am at my high school graduation. There's not one person in the crowd. No one's snapping pictures. No one's waving or blowing kisses or crying whatsoever. And so I realized right then and there that it's all on me. And I also realized that, if you're handed it, you can handle it. I can do this. I no matter what you throw at me, I can handle this. And it's kind of been my mantra from that point forward, I would say.
Yeah. And I love that. And this is something that we teach a lot. And it's really a mindset, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And the other part of that is, some people I think are scared to take on things, or they're scared to overburden their life, or they're scared for whatever. They're scared for a lot of things, right? But if you have this mindset, really, you're just kind of like, hey, man, stack it on me because I know I'm going to get better through that, right? Is that kind of how you see the world?
I have to tell you, there's this, I love this, what's called I expect problems and I eat them for breakfast.
Nice.
Is, that there's a study out, I'm sure it was someone smart like Harvard or Stanford or something, who said 85% of a leader's day, I think you can just put 85% of anyone's day, you don't even have to say leader in my opinion, is spent dealing with problems. And it's all in how you look at them. And I have two other things that I use within here. And I first of all say, I expect them and I eat them for breakfast. I have this thing that I always say, is that all you got? Is that it? Come on now.
Nice.
Right? Like, come on now. How are you looking at it? I tease my construction managers. Obviously, I'm in home building. And I had one of my superintendents come in the other day and tell me, hey, Rhonda, I put the home on the wrong lot. I poured the foundation on the wrong lot. Right.
Yeah.
And so I kind of joke. And my answer to that is always like, yes, yes, of course you did. Yes. Right. And they always laugh at me. They're like, why do you always say yes? And I'm like, what would you like me to say? Right. Would you like me to throw a fit? Would you like me to, cuss at you and yell and scream and break down? And right. Like, what's the alternative? So I really kind of like embrace it and own it. And I just want to play through it. That's my whole mantra. I just want to play through it.
Yeah. And that is very similar to kind of bring it to, your everyday life. Something that's probably happened to everybody is you've been working on a paper or some kind of work on your computer crashes, you lose it all, right? That's happened to most people. And then the question is, okay, great. Do you get frustrated? Do you get mad? Do you get angry?
Or do you just say, hey, you know what? It wasn't that good. I need to do it anyways. And this will just make it easier. Right. I mean, I think that's kind of what you're talking about. I mean, you pour the concrete in the wrong foundation, in the wrong place. That's a pretty big deal. Right.
I'm done, brother. I'm done.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you know, I love it. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks. You should, just for this reason. And I would love everyone to see it. So they capture this spy, this Russian spy, and he's doomed. The Russians will kill him or we will kill him. His fate is over. And it's this man, and he is the calmest man you've ever met. And you can't, no matter what they do to him on either side, there's no emotion, there's no ruffle, there's no stress, there's no worry, there's no breaking down, there's no crying, there's no swearing. And every person that came upon him in the movie asked him the same question. Are you freaked out? Are you stressed? Are you worried? Are you scared? Are you fearful? What are you going to do? And these three words are what he said every single time. And I have to tell you, Brett, these are some of my favorite. I use this now all the time. This is how he answered that question. Are you stressed? Are you freaked out? Are you worried? He said this, would it help? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I ask people. So is your reaction to your life and to your problems and to issues, is your reaction helping it or making it worse? Because if it's going to make it worse, why bother? Mm-hmm. Right? It's already bad enough. You know, I mean, you know, I use the example, you'll love this one. My husband and my teenage son, we were in Chicago in a rental car, and there was a minivan in front of us. We're at a stoplight, stopped. They're in front of us, we're stopped. My husband reached back to, you know, do something to my son to grab his, you know, big hockey thigh, or he's a hockey player, as you know, Brett. And he decided, in the same time, he took his foot off the brake and rammed into the back of this minivan, right? So it was a rental car, demolished the minivan, right? Yeah. He turns to me, why didn't you tell me to take my foot off the brake or keep my foot on the brake? I'm like, I didn't know that was a problem for you, right? Yeah. Like, he starts cussing and swearing. He's upset, and I'm trying not to laugh. My son's not trying to laugh. And he says to me, turns to me, why aren't you mad? Why aren't you mad? And you know what I said, right? Yeah. Would it help? Nice. Would it help? Right? It's mm-hmm. just, I think if you asked yourself that after your problems, I think there'd be a game changer there.
Oh, I think it changed people's lives, right? I mean, I think it completely shifts the way that you deal with the situation. And I think it also shifts the way that you physiologically respond to the situation, you know, and the more stress we put on the body from a health perspective, the worse off we're going to be, right? So yeah, I mean, I think it'll change people's lives. And it actually reminds me of something that I heard from, I believe it was Brian Tracy. And Brian Tracy says, you know, anytime something bad happens or something doesn't go your way, you immediately say, that's good, that's good. And you follow it with something good about the situation, right? And so that forces your brain to look at the good in that situation and come up with a positive result. So I think that, you know, and that's been tremendous for me. And would it help, I think, is along those same lines. So that's awesome. Can you give us some other experiences in your life where that's kind of been a game changer?
Well, I love your that's good, that's good. You know, early on in my younger life, I had some people that were not good humans. I'm going to try to say this as nice as possible, who were not good humans and try to do some kind of, you know, unproductive, evil, tearing down type of activity towards me and my life and that type of thing. And I tell people that I am actually very grateful for them and I love them and I thank them. And they're like, what are you talking about? Right? Like, how could this be? And I look at this way. I says, you know, they taught me how not to behave. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that because I will never hold myself in that fashion. Right? It shows me that I am on the right path, that I'm doing the right thing. And I think that's what you have to be able to look at yourself and say, am I happy with how I'm reacting, how I'm holding myself, my action, my attitudes? And is this a positive thing? Or what am I doing to my own self? Right? I'm always kind of, you know, that would it help? And how am I behaving? You know, a good friend of mine says, problems aren't the problem. It's your attitude towards the problem, right? Mm-hmm. It's not the problem. You know, me freaking out or yelling or screaming over a foundation going in the wrong hole, that would not change that problem. That problem isn't going anywhere by me behaving in that fashion.
Right. And even from another level, it, you know, your employee is already not wanting to come and tell you that, right? They already know it's bad. And so Right. So if you unleash on them, which is what most people do, then next time, are they really going to come? Now, something that big, they obviously have to. But all the little things, like something that they should be telling you so you can correct, if you continue to yell at them and lash out, is that, you know, is that really teaching them the correct behavior, right?
Right. No, it's very true. And I think, you know, that's you don't want to be fear-based. I think when you yell and scream and you can't, you know, control yourself and handle things, you become very fear-based. And people are like you're saying, afraid to talk with you, afraid to share things with you. And nobody wants that. You're just shutting the door. And that's right. When I say yes, it's because I want my door to be open, you know, and I want people to understand that I can handle it. Right. And there's been some I've had on a personal level, on a business level, and I use this in every area of my life. And like I said, I just want to play through it. If there's golfers out there, they'll know what I'm talking about. Right. I just want to play through. I just want to be through with it. I want to say yes to it. I want to find a solution and I want to keep moving forward. That's all I ask.
Yep. No point in being stuck in the in the sand pit. Right. That's
right. Thank you. Right?
Yep. Yep. No. Sweet. So great. Really good stuff in there. So. I always like to wrap up here with one or a few small, just really concrete piece of advice that somebody can just put into their life today. And around the topic of, you know, if you're handed it, you can handle it.
You know, I would go back to the question, ask yourself before you react, before you talk, before you do anything, am I going to help the situation or am I going to make it worse? So would it help is something that I live my life by. I say yes to everything, Brett. You know, it's come to into my life for a reason. It's going to teach me something, guaranteed patience, you know, character, whatever it is, it's here. I need to handle it. I need to learn through it, learn, you know, with it and then just kind of play through it and move on. So I wish that for everyone. And, you know, you don't want to take moments, small moments of things that have gone wrong and let them rule your life. You let one moment take over your whole life, and I don't understand that. That was just one moment in time. Let's get through it and move on.
Excellent. I appreciate your time again, Rhonda, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Brett.